Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2 starting in verse 11 and ending in verse 17. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior, and they will give honor to God when he judges the world. For the Lord's sake, submit to all human authority, whether the king as head of state, or the officials he has appointed. For the king has sent them to punish those who do wrong and to honor those who do right. It is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you. For you are free, yet you are God's slaves, so don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Respect everyone, and love the family of believers. Fear God, and respect the King once again. That was 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 11-17 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. We are witnesses for Christ. This doesn't mean we need to be perfect, but our actions matter. Peter wrote these verses, keeping away from worldly desires and living wisely among our neighbors, as an introduction and summary of the next sections. These verses guide how the next sections are understood. He talks first about respecting those in authority. Being a Christian should change how we speak about politics and those in office. Because of Christ, who is the highest ruler, we speak with respect for those who are in office, even if we disagree with their policies. We can still speak the truth and work for God's kingdom, but we speak with respect. Once we are brave enough to tell people we have devoted our lives to Jesus, people will be watching to see if we really live it out. Our lives can be living testimonies to the power of Jesus Christ. We can fight against our selfishness, listen more, be more patient, and work hard, all because of the love of Christ. These actions are universally good, and they speak to the hearts of those who do not believe. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Which of Peter's instructions do you need to put into action today? How is your life a testimony to others? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.